In this bulletin, medical experts urge calm and deem the nation's AstraZeneca rollout safe to continue. Pope Francis urges people to not lose hope as he celebrates a scaled-back Easter vigil service. And in sport, world number one, Ash Barty wins her second successive Miami Open Championship. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. Australian doctors are urging people to remain calm and get vaccinated as health authorities recommend no change to Australia's vaccine rollout. It comes as the government's top medical bodies investigate causal links between the AstraZeneca vaccine taken by a Melbourne man in his 40s and his rare blood clot condition. Acting Chief Medical Officer Michael Kidd says the medical advice is to continue with the vaccine rollout.
The risks of serious side effects remain very low. But safety is paramount, which is why ATAGI and the TGA are continuing to do due diligence on this case. We have not been advised at this time by ATAGI or the TGA to pause the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine in Australia. We continue to follow the medical advice of our national experts.
The Therapeutic Goods Administration and international health experts are in contact to determine which groups of people may be at risk of developing blood clots after receiving the AstraZeneca COVID-19 jab. Investigations so far have found that clots develop between 4 and 20 days of receiving the vaccine. Professor Nada Hamad from the Hematology Society of Australia says it is not clear if people with pre-existing conditions or those on contraceptive pills are more susceptible to blood clots.
We're trying to figure that out now because the number of cases are so low, so it's very hard to know what's common in all of these patients. What are the risks associated with this, or what in a patient's history or background makes them more susceptible to this? So at this stage, it's not quite clear who may be specifically at risk, but it appears to be happening in younger patients. The age of under 55 has been reported on a number of occasions.
Health authorities are urging patients to be on alert for potential side effects from the vaccine, notably a severe and persistent headache. Australia's Italian community is mourning the death of fashion designer and former SBS chair Carla Zampatti, who's died at the age of 78. Ms. Zampatti died at Sydney's St. Vincent Hospital on Saturday, a week after being hospitalised following a fall at Mrs. Macquarie's Point on the opening night of La Traviata in Sydney. Raquel Grassi is CEO of the Italian Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Australia. She says Ms. Zampatti played a huge role in inspiring and mentoring people in the community.
Carla represented one of these stars that were up there and could actually make the Italians feel proud and probably help them achieve their dreams, working hard to fulfill a purpose. Carla, more than many actually gave an example of how to fulfill a passion, a purpose, and to dedicate her life to hard work and actually led by example.
Former SBS Chair Dr. Haz Dalal from the Australian Multicultural Foundation paid tribute to her creative output, advocacy and mentorship in the community, saying she was a champion in promoting a strong commitment to Australia and its diversity. Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen has visited the wounded in hospital after a deadly train crash. At least 50 people have died in the country's worst crash in 7 decades. 2 Australians have been treated for minor injuries in the crash. As Ms. Ing-wen says, the foreign ministry has contacted relevant embassies.
We will keep on providing assistance. After the accident, we received many messages from friends around the world, expressing sympathy and their concern. I want to express my gratitude to the international society's concern.
The Interior Ministry has also ordered all flags to be lowered to half-mast for 3 days as authorities warn more bodies could be found in the wreckage. Egypt is holding a lavish parade to celebrate the procession of 22 ancient royal mummies from central Cairo to their new resting place in a massive new museum. The ceremony is designed to showcase the country's rich heritage. It will snake along the Nile from the Egyptian Museum overlooking Tahrir Square to the newly opened National Museum of Egyptian Civilization at the edge of the city. Pope Francis has urged people to not lose hope, even through the continued dark months of the pandemic, as he celebrated a scaled-back Easter vigil service in St. Peter's Basilica today. In his homily, Pope Francis said Easter offers a message of hope and new starts. Due to social distancing norms, only about 200 masked people were allowed to attend the service. To sport now, and world number one Ash Barty has retained her Miami Open title in Saturday's final over Bianca Andreescu in her first tournament outside Australia for over a year. Barty completed a 6-3-4-0 victory after Andreescu was forced to retire in tears with an injury to her right ankle in the second set at the Hard Rock Stadium. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 35. Adelaide, sunny, 30. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 19 degrees. Canberra, sunny and 28. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 26. Sydney, similar conditions and 27. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, showers and 25. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, much the same, 30 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.